It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Abby Hornacek.
I'm Ben Domenech.
I'm Dana Perino, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Monday, February 6th, 2023. I'm Eben Brown. Thousands are dead after a series of earthquakes and aftershocks in Turkey and Syria, and aid from around the world rushes to the scenes.
We are very much trained and experienced on disaster operations, but none of this size and magnitude.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
At least 3,000 are now feared dead in the Republic of Turkey and in neighboring Syria, and that number is expected to rise the more emergency crews search rubble of thousands of structures in a dozen cities left crumbled and mangled by at least 2 pulverizing earthquakes.
The last time of this magnitude earthquake took place in Turkey was about 100 years ago.
Murat Mirkan is Turkey's ambassador to the United States. He tells us about how widespread the damage is, how overwhelmed Turkish first responders are, and how help is needed.
There were 2 earthquakes took place. In between there, 9 hours. The magnitude was 7.7 and 7.6. 7.7 took first, and then after 9 hours, earthquake, the second one, took place. 145 aftershocks followed. Seismic event impact was felt throughout Turkey. Maraş, Antep, Şanlıurfa, Diyarbakır, Adana, Adıyaman, Osmaniye, Hatay, Kilis, and Malatya provinces were severely affected. That also by itself shows how widespread the earthquake is. I'm talking about 10 different provinces spanning millions of billions of people living in their area. At least 11,000 citizens wounded. Rescue operation is underway across the board. It's a widespread area. According to our official statement, over 5,600 buildings were destroyed in the region. And the situation is unfolding. It's one of the worst disasters that Turkey faced in the last century.
How prepared, sir? How prepared is Turkey to deal with this? Does the country have the emergency response capabilities to find survivors, to care for the displaced? What is that situation like?
No, in fact, you know, we are very much trained and experienced on disaster operations. But none of this size and magnitude and spread has been observed. So, you know, our rescue teams, along with military personnel, are working very hard around the clock. Also, many rescue teams all over the world are going, including from the United States. So it's a international effort to try to reach out as many people as they can be under the rubble, and also to rescue as many people as possible.
What do you think the next couple of days are going to hold for your country? The seismic activity, I don't believe, has stopped yet, and I think that's probably the most scary thing to think about.
I'm not a technical person. I mean, I can only wish and pray that seismic activity stops soon. But as you say, it might continue for some time. During this time, we are extending our help. Rescue teams are working around the clock. Many humanitarian aids now reaching to the site. Many people, both in the country around the world, trying to help and provide some humanitarian aid. I mean, this is all I can tell you right now, because I honestly don't know the situation on the field. It's cold. It's around 32 degrees Fahrenheit. It's around, 0 degrees, 1 degree Celsius. It gets even colder during the nighttime, and we're trying to help.
We're speaking with Ambassador Murat Mirkan of Turkey, whose country is enduring horrific earthquakes that have left thousands dead. On the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more straight ahead. At some point, I assume that formal requests for assistance will be made to different countries, I'm sure, here to the United States. What might be some of the specific things Turkey will need, do you think? Obviously, people and help, I understand, but will there be a need for food and medicine or those types of things? What would you imagine would be on that list?
Sir, as a matter of fact, immediately after the earthquake, we categorized this help for or category 4 disaster level, which also implies receiving international help. And since then, many, many different countries are trying to reach out, send rescue teams, send humanitarian help, including the United States. As we speak, probably President Erdogan and President Putin, President Biden, have already talked over the phone. United States has extended its support, humanitarian support, as well as, to rescue things and sending out, help to İncirlik Adana. So they are doing everything they can do. We also open our social media accounts. We ask for help, including, winter clothing, including some, painkillers, blankets, tents, pocket warmers, over-the-counter medications for flu and cold. So we ask all our friends in the United States to help and to coordinate these help through our consulates in the United States. We have consulates in Boston, Chicago, Houston, Los Angeles, Miami and New York, and they can follow our social media. We really need this help. President Biden has already directed U.S. aid and other federal government partners. State Department announced that the initial U.S. assistance response to Turkey is already underway. We are also coordinating with U.S. NGOs who are willing to assist this effort. American people, including Turkish Americans, Syrian Americans, and all other American people have offered gracious help.
Mr. Ambassador Murat Mirkan, we thank you for your time and all of our prayers for you and your people at this very difficult time. Thank you for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thank you very much. We really need prayers. Please extend our appreciation to your listeners. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.